where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Non-essential travel between Canada and the U.S. will be brought to a halt today. Yesterday, the Prime Minister and U.S. President both agreed to the restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19. It is unclear how long the temporary measures will be in place. States of emergency were issued right across the region yesterday. Sarnia, Lambton County, Warwick, Plimpton, Wyoming, Point Edward, all making declarations. Warden Bill Weber says the move gives them the ability to meet and look at what's going on out there and respond rapidly to different situations as well as be prepared. The Ontario Federation of Agriculture urging consumers not to panic buy. Officials reassuring people that safe food will continue to be produced, processed, and distributed despite the pandemic. Ontario's food distribution system will continue stocking grocery store shelves. Forget going for a walk at the Pinery Provincial Park or any provincial park. The province yesterday announcing that they are closed until the end of April. All courses at Bluewater First Aid Training Center are closed until April 6th. All City of Sarnia facilities, including City Hall, are closed until further notice. And Corunna's Service Ontario License Bureau is closed until April 1st. The latest cancellations and closures are posted on our website, blackburnnewsarnia.com. In sports, the Sarnia Sting season is officially over. Yesterday, the Ontario Hockey League announced the cancellation of the remainder of its regular season. The Sting had six games left, five of them on home ice. Mainly cloudy today. Could see some drizzle this morning with winds out of the southeast, a high of 13 or 55. For tonight, showers, risk of a thunderstorm as well. Winds out of the southwest up to 60 kilometers an hour, low of 11 or 52. And mainly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Winds becoming northwesterly, high of 16 or 61. Temperature then falling to 5 or 41 in the afternoon.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.